Blog Talk Radio. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
To week 155 of the Healing Fountain Show. We have a brilliant guest as usual. We have the return of, the welcome return of our resident harpist, Decahedron, otherwise known as Deck on the Gold Ring. That's goldring.wetpaint.com. And he's going to be telling us of some of his experiences that make him really believe that miracles do exist. And of course they do. And I can hear someone typing in the background there. I don't know who it is. Sounds like a herd of elephants running across the keyboards. But we're going to bring Gary on any second now, and we're going to shortly be connecting with the angels and the all that is. But grounding the energies over there in the US of A, we have the inimitable Mr. Gary Moore. Hi, Gary.
Hello, everyone. Hi, John Christie. That was probably me. That's probably why I heard of Buffalo that you heard, you know.
Oh, was
across
it? Right.
Across my computer here. Yeah, sorry about that. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. And as we welcome our dear friend, resident artist, on the Gold Ring Deck back with us. It should be exciting.
And I had the pleasure of meeting Deck on about three consecutive Avebury meetups where
we were
celebrating the summer solstice. And we're now officially into autumn because we've been celebrating the equinox, the automatic equinox. And you've been celebrating your birthday, haven't you, Gary?
Right, yes. I happen to be one of those Equinox babies. And I want to thank everyone for your happy birthday wishes. You really humble me to my shoes, and I love you all so much. Thank you.
Oh. And you got hundreds, didn't you, on Facebook?
I did. I got humbled. I got humbled big time.
Yeah, well, Gary is on Facebook, as am I, John Christie Drinkell on Facebook. And we do also have the Healing Fountain Facebook page as well. So just look for the Healing Fountain, because we post our weekly shows on there every week and on Twitter to let everyone know that we're on and who's the guest going to be. So before we actually bring Deck on, we're going to be playing Aquarius from the pop opera Hair, because we are actually in the age of Aquarius right now, and don't we know it? Everybody's saying that they're feeling the shift. Are you, Gary?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. It is the age of Aquarius officially, and they're saying that I'm having a bit of a sound issue. Let me try something.
There we go. My microphone was unplugged. That's much better, I'm sure.
I thought we couldn't hear you very well. Yeah, that's much better. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, so I love this song. It's amazing that this song was done over 40 years ago.
I know. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Okay, then, so I'll give it a spin. Here we go. I'll press play.
When the moon is in
Wow, that was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very powerful. I hadn't heard the cover of that song either. That's
I haven't.
Who did that?
Well, it says Hair, Aquarius.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but it was maybe it was the live team, you know, that did it on the stage. Could have been.
Wow.
Anyway, because this is an absolutely live show, anything can happen on it. As did last week, Blog Talk Radio went down and we could not press play on any of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you don't know what's going to happen on here. But never mind, we go with the flow and we always enjoy it, don't we, Gary?
Always, yes. And welcome to the world of radio. Expect the unexpected, I always say.
Not kidding.
And
yeah,
that happened to me on a show last week or week before. I was on the talk show and hosting the show was going along wonderfully. We had about 11 minutes left in the show and lost everything. I lost my switchboard. I lost connection. And I messaged Blog Talk Radio as to what was going on. And they said their media card in their server blew up or something. I don't know. It fried or something.
As it goes, you know.
Yeah. So.
Anyway. So,
anyway.
As I said, expect the unexpected. But this week, before we actually bring our guest on, he'd like us to play the video first because it's relevant to what he's going to be talking about. And so I've put in the link. And so if you want to just explain how to put the players, etc., Gary, I'll get over to the switchboard ready to press play and I'll count you down.
Okay, yes, go ahead and everyone click the link and pull up the player and pause the player, mute the sound. When you've done that, setting up a heart in the chat room. And I should mention that this is a visual kind of a video with a little bit of music going in the background.
Mm-hmm.
What you'll see is an example, and they're questioning this or wondering, of an example of
superhuman
teleportation. Right. Of an individual on a bicycle going in front of a truck, and the driver of the truck was so convinced that he had run this individual over that he stopped the truck and looked under his truck and behind the truck and everything, and there was nothing there.
It was filmed in China, wasn't it? And the person had absolutely disappeared.
It looked like it was captured on a security camera in China on a closed-circuit TV, so... that's the purpose of it all, so enjoy the video.
Sorry about the people on the radio who won't be able to watch it, but you can get over to YouTube and type in superhuman teleportation, and you will be able to watch it at your leisure. Okay,
right.
Then, so I'm going to count you down now, and we're going to count down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. Whoa.
There you have it.
Fantastic.
Wasn't an example of teleportation. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I do believe the technology is out there and has been out there for quite some time. And,
definitely.
It's a matter of the governments and the powers that be keeping quiet about it all. Because just imagine what the travel industry and the fuel industry and all of those constructs that are in place, imagine what it would do to all of that setup. It would topple it over immediately. It would all fall to the ground. But I do believe the technology is out there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
In fact, they're having a hard job keeping it quiet, aren't they? Along with UFOs, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, there's too much at stake.
Well, there is, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So, and it puts the power back with us, doesn't it, where it belongs.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, very cool. Mark Kelly is written in the chat room. So for the people who couldn't see it on the radio, I'm so sorry, but you can get to YouTube and watch Superhuman Teleportation. And I think we're going to bring our guest on now. He's going to be playing his harp a little later on in the show. He's absolutely brilliant. And he's got a huge harp. I don't know how he lugs it about everywhere with him. I bet he wishes he played the mouth organ, don't you, Deck? Are you there, Deck? Come in, Deck.
Deck, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, the mouth organ would be a lot easier. much
That's okay.
Love
I've
to,
done whole shows on you.
Much love to Gary and Jan for running this show for so long. It's brilliant.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think there is teleportation technology out there, and they are keeping it quiet because they like the oil money. But the if that film was real, I don't think that's technology. The motorbike appears on the other side of the road. There's someone standing beside it with a ball of glowing light in their hands, and that disappears, and their hands are still glowing until they put them in their pockets. So there's some sort of intervention there. But I didn't see any angels, but I have had a very similar kind of experience. When I was quite a lot younger, I was an unbelievably reckless motorcycle rider. And I could fill an entire book with the number of times I almost died myself and the truly miraculous escapes I had. I destroyed a car once with my body and came off with just bruises. But what this reminds me of was I think I was about 17. I'm going along the road on my bike, and on the side of the road, there's a little bunch of kids and one young lad on his bicycle pedaling slowly, talking to his mates. And I don't know if his pedal or his front wheel hit the curb, but suddenly the boy and the bike are thrown directly into the path of my bike. There's not enough time to brake. And it was like someone had taken a couple of shots out of a film, because the next moment, I'm on the other side of the boy and the bike. I haven't run over them. I haven't hit anything. They were in front of my front wheel, you know, just literally right in front of my front wheel. And then I'm on the other side, and I haven't hit anything. They're completely undamaged, and there's no rational explanation of how that could have happened, other than some kind of instant teleportation, some kind of little quirk in nature that I passed straight through them.
Wow, nothing short of miraculous that, was it?
Absolutely. But miracles are just things that we can't see the cause of in this dimension.
Yeah.
The reality is just so much larger than we see trapped in our little three-dimensional world. There's all sorts of stuff up there that is going on that we're not aware of. And this is a paradox. Now, paradoxes come in, have five levels to them. At the base level, you're not even aware of anything. The second level, you're aware of just one side of the paradox, like we are trapped here in the three-dimensional world. At the third level, you see both sides of the paradox and you're confused. At the fourth level, you go beyond the paradox and you can look back at the paradox and the paradox resolves. At the fifth level, you're beyond the paradox and it is no longer even any concern for you. But at that point of transition is the same thing as when we resolve a joke and we start laughing, or we have a realization and we start sobbing in relief. I don't know how many of you have had this experience where you've suddenly, some sort of realization has suddenly come to you and you're flipping backwards and forwards between sobbing and laughing, because everything is cyclic. And although we might think of sobbing at one end of a scale and laughing at the other end of a scale, they're actually right, they're just both sides of a circle, they're right next to each other. And it's... someone's doing some heavy duty rustling there. They're both right.
Hello.
Right.
I thought I'd lost you, Dick.
No, I was waiting for all the noise to disappear.
Oh, I don't know where it was.
The princess was busy serving him fry bread, and he was just taking it. So, no.
I think what happens is, between here in America and where you're living, down South Deck, there's noises on the line, etc., so we just have to go with it. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm just going to put a link in the chat here, if I can.
Yeah, is this a link to your website?
Yes, it's one page from the website.
Right.
Oh, great.
If this technology works...
And it's a onetruefactsociety.webpaint.com.
That's right. For some reason, chat's not working for me. Never mind. If you go to that, and on the block on the left where you can scroll to the different parts of the site, if you go down the bottom, there's one labelled infinity, which shows that actually, everything, including numbers, are cyclic. But infinity.
Well, say your website again really quickly, Deck, and I'll try to put it in the chat.
Oh, just put it in. Sorry. Beat
never
you to
mind.
It tonight, Gary.
The one true fact society.webpaint.com. Mm. Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the page.
Anyway,
thank you, Gary. The page I was referring to is the at the bottom on the, if you scroll down on the left and click on infinity, it'll show you psychic infinity, where infinity is actually the same as minus infinity. They join. I won't go to the numerical side of this, but I've just put that there as an illustration. But everything ultimately is cyclic, because the core of reality itself is cyclic. The very core of reality is self-referential. That's where our awareness and our consciousness comes from. This is the first time I've said this in public. My full title is Decahedron 5D, Emissary of the Highest Truth, because the highest truth is the void, nothing, absolute nothing. That is where everything begins and starts, because although the void might be nothing, it does have one quality, and that is oneness. There is one void. And this creates the ultimate paradox. It's a paradox that cannot go beyond it. Is it void or is it one? They're two parts of the same thing that you cannot separate. And if you think of a stick with a ball at each end, that's a symbol of the inner essence of all part of reality. One end of the ball is the singularity, one end of the stick. The ball at the other end is the duality, because without some duality, without something to refer to, there can be no existence. The stick joining them together is the continuity, the thing that binds them together, because without any method of referring from one to the other, there's no way of registering the existence in the first place. The length of the stick represents the difference, the variety between them, and the whole unit, the stick and the two balls, is one thing, which is the unity. And these are the five qualities, that the quintessence of the one. And everything you can think of has these five qualities. Mm-hmm. Out of this comes resonance. If you imagine the original paradox between zero, the void, and one, zero and one, it's saying it's zero, it's one, it's zero, it's one, yes it is, no it isn't, yes it is, no it isn't. And that iteration, that repetition between the two creates the initial rhythm of the moment, the original resonance of the totality of all that we are. While we're trapped inside, we see that resonance as lasting for an eternity. And you could think of the fundamental tone of existence as being a tone that lasts for eternity, or a harp string that is infinitely long vibrating. And all other resonance that we see in the universe is just some harmonic of that tone. I'll just do the harmonic sequence quickly on the harp. If this is the original tone, the first harmonic is the octave, then the fifth. Well, I'm in the wrong key. Right. I'll just have to change. Right. Here's the tone. And right, start again. Treat that as the tonic. The first harmonic is the C, followed by the fifth, the G, then the next octave, the third, the fifth. The next harmonic is actually out of the musical sequence we know, and it creates a discord, and I can't even play it on the harp. But the harmonics keep on increasing and getting closer and closer together, and at this level of existence, the harmonics are so close together we can't see the difference between them. But everything we see around us is a resonance. And unless you have some quality of resonance in common with another thing, it does not exist relative to you. To be able to perceive something as existing in your reality, you must be able to resonate with it. So we share everything you've ever experienced in your life, we share a resonance with. But we also have a discord with all these things, because the discord creates a separation. If you look around the room and see all the separate things, they're separate because there is some discord. They're in your experience because you share a resonance, but you also have a discord within this. Now, the original tone is a perfect tone. It's a natural resonance, like a pendulum swinging, or a dot moving around in a circle. It's a pure natural resonance which creates a pure sine wave, if you know what that is. And the more jagged that wave becomes, the more distortion and the more discord there is. So this inner quality, which is the very foundation of existence, which everything is resonance, that pure wave is something that runs through the whole universe. Now, there's lots of talk in the New Age type communities of raising frequencies and what frequency should we be on. We're on the frequency we're meant to be. Wherever we are is exactly where we're meant to be. And the easiest way to get in tune with the one, because everything is you are already a harmonic of the one, is to tune yourself to that smooth, even, sine wave resonant form, instead of being tuned to a jagged form. The jagged form is pain and discomfort. The smooth, even wave form is love, harmony, and pleasure, and joy. So in the meditation later, we'll be deliberately tuning to that harmonic waveform shape, to tune ourselves to one. Because unless we accept where we are first, we can't move on. If you're in some kind of dis-ease, unless you accept the disease first, unless you accept the pain, unless you accept the suffering, you can't let it go. As long as you're denying it, you don't have the power to let it go. So one of the first things in healing is to sink into the pain, accept the suffering. It's not going to kill you. No matter how bad it feels, it won't kill you. But if you accept it and go right into it, you'll very often, if you can achieve enough sacrificial type of energy, you'll find that you can go through pain, through suffering, through dis-ease, and find healing on the other side and find relief. I said that the energy of the pain and of suffering is a jagged energy. It's not necessarily a high frequency or a low frequency. It's a distorted sound, if you like. And the way to go through that is to find the pure sound, the harmonious natural resonance, as you would find in a pendulum. That was what I was going to say on resonance. But I will also say another experience I had recently. I had heard people from all over the world saying that they had seen a very large triangular spaceship, three lights in a triangular formation as an equilateral triangle. And if you hold your hand out with your fingers spread, that's at arm's length, and hold it up to the sky, that is the length, that is the size of this spaceship that they've been seeing, because the stars behind are blocked out in a triangular formation behind this spaceship. Some of the channelers had been saying that this was a Pleiadian light ship, and it was actually 150 miles across, which at that size would make it about 500 miles away. Anyway, I'd heard about this, and I hadn't seen any stars for a few nights because there had been clouds, and suddenly we had a completely cloudless night. Lots of beautiful stars here in Wales. It's nice light. You can see the Milky Way. And I went out to see if I could see this thing. So I'm gazing up at the sky, holding my hand out, judging the size. This is as big as Ursa Major, you know, the Great Bear. It's a large thing to see. And standing in the pitch black with my arm held out above me, just contemplating how large this thing would be, and all of a sudden, the entire night sky, from horizon to horizon, flashed red. The whole sky, for just a very short span, turned red, and the light appeared to come from behind my hand. So I don't know who I thought I was talking to, but I moved my hand and I said, "Was that you?" And immediately this immensely bright white flash, about a quarter the size of the moon, flashed back at me. And I felt like I was struck with an energy. I started, tears rolling down my face, laughing. You asked the princess, I'm not normally that spontaneous a person, but I started running and dancing around in circles, screaming.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Wow.
filled with energy. And afterwards, a much smaller light from where it had been traveled off across the sky in an arc. It wasn't a straight line, so it wasn't a satellite. And it was much too fast for an airplane. But it was I've been looking for some kind of reassurance that there was something out there. And this was just such a beautiful thing to happen. It was lovely, and I just like to share that with you, that there are people out there, and
yeah, and they do communicate with us, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And it's like
crop circles
when you can ask for a particular type of crop circle, and they actually come and make that crop circle for you.
Yeah,
if you're very lucky. Yeah, but there are people that do communicate with them, and it's the same with the spaceships as well. But
what I kind of like in all that too, the kind of analogy I can come up with was that I heard going back to my Native American teachings, the that when Columbus first discovered America, if you will, and he landed on the island, the first people he came in contact with when they were approaching the island out on the ships, the people could not see the boats other than the shaman. The shaman could see them, but the rest of the people had difficulty seeing them out on the horizon. And they didn't see them until they had developed the awareness within their reality to see them.
Yes, I've also heard of remote native tribes being shown pictures of themselves and not recognizing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or being shown drawings and not recognizing it. If that is not in their culture, the psyche
right.
just does not see it. Yeah.
Yeah, they hadn't developed the awareness. Yeah.
Just to sort of sum up about the miracles, a miracle is something where we don't see the cause from a higher perspective, and by tuning with the natural resonance of the universe, we attain a higher perspective, and more miracles happen to us, including miracle healings for those that are here for health and healing.
Yeah, that's true. And I thought it was really good how you use the scales and your harp to demonstrate how something can be, not resonating with you, and about going through the pain barrier and going into the pain, because I had to do that. I had to go right into the pain, meet the pain head on, because if you shrink back from it, it hurts more, doesn't it? Whereas if you get in there with it, it doesn't seem to be as bad. And then after that, you can rise above it and not feel it to the same degree.
Exactly. If you run from the trauma, it chases you.
Yeah.
If you turn and face it, there is nothing in this entire universe as powerful as you. Your own consciousness
right.
is the most incredibly powerful thing there is. And the more you can find confidence in that, the more you can overcome any difficulties you come across.
Because what we resist persists, but what we move through and beyond dissolves. So accept it as if you've created it, and then move through it, and then act through that. You know, that's life transforming.
Well, as co-creators, have we not created it?
Exactly.
I mean, our higher selves create circumstances around us for our best learning process, don't they?
Absolutely.
So if we create love, light, peace, and, a world free of pain for ourselves, that's what we can create if we manifest it, I believe.
Yes, I think so too.
Exactly. And for those, as I can't post, if you type in, I know my galactic family, do you, into YouTube, there's a fabulous video of all the people that it's like the biggest disclosure we've had, all these people that have had intimate contact with our galactic family and the star beings that are out there.
We'll announce that later at the end, because you're going to be doing a meditation very shortly, aren't you? But
yes,
also, don't forget to check out Dec's website. It's absolutely beautiful. It's the onetruefactsociety.webpaint.com, and it looks a lovely website that you've created there, Dec.
Great, thank you.
Yes,
loads
amazing.
Of good information on it, yeah.
I'm finished in almost every aspect, but it's just a matter of time.
Well, it's quite wonderful.
It's a work in progress, isn't it, like ourselves?
Yes.
Okay, then, so in just a moment now, we're going to be connecting with the All That Is and connecting with the angels, unless you've anything else to say now, Dec.
No, that's done for now.
Okay, till your meditation, which I'm really looking forward to. Okay, then, so we're going to just connect with the angelic realm and All That Is. First of all, we'll light our candles, because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to spread love, light and healing out to all mankind, to the nature wave and all the world. And I'm lighting my candle. It represents the light I take out into the world to help other people light their candles, if they wish. It represents the light of spirit and the light of our Creator. I've also lit my Nag Champa, which helps to purify the atmosphere and create positivity. And if I just ask that we connect with the angels and we ask them to draw close and help us to send out the healing, because when we connect with the All That Is, we are the All That Is. When we connect with the angels, we are the angels. When we connect with the Buddha, we are the Buddha. When we connect with the Cosmic Christ, we are the Cosmic Christ. When we connect with Allah, we are Allah. When we connect with the Creator, we are the Creator. And as one, we are all creators. And we are all the Creator. Before Dec does the meditation, we'd like to ask Marika to do the mantra, please. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Wei Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes,
we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Take a deep breath, relax, and go deeper, exhale. Now we're going to begin slow and deep breathing to the time of the metronome. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. Breathe out. Now imagine in front of you a very large circle of light. And moving around that circle is a point, a bright point of white light. On the bell, it comes close to you. And on the second bell, it moves farther away. So it's moving slowly around the circle. Now imagine swinging to and fro in front of you, towards you and away from you, a very slow swinging pendulum, so that on the bell it arrives near you, and on the other bell it's moved further away. So it's working with your in-breath and your out-breath. Notice that when your breath gets near the end, follow the pendulum so that when your breath comes to the point of being fully in or fully out, it pauses and you almost don't know whether you're breathing in or out. In the middle of the breath, it's moving faster, so it's moving just like the pendulum in a slow, easy motion. Imagine you're sitting on the pendulum like a giant swing, and remember what it was like in your childhood, being on a swing, that feeling of euphoria, that feeling of exhilaration, and feel that energy running through your body. Now, as you breathe in, imagine your body filled with golden light. And as you breathe out, imagine the golden light returning to the point in your heart. Breathe in and fill your body. Breathe out to your heart. Breathe in to your body. Breathe out to your heart. Now recognize that the boundaries of your body are difficult to feel. So as you breathe in, imagine your breath going beyond the bounds of your body to fill the space around you. And as you breathe out, you return to your heart. And then extend the breath further. So as you breathe in, you fill your whole room. And as you breathe out, you return to your heart. Now extend further, and as you breathe in, fill the whole street that surrounds you. And as you breathe out, you return to your heart. Breathe in and fill the whole town. Breathe out and return to your heart. Breathe in so that your consciousness and your energy fills the whole country around you. And breathe out and return to the heart. Breathe in and expand your consciousness and your energy to the whole world. Is encased in your energy, and as you breathe out, it returns to your heart. As you breathe in, feel energy expand until it fills the whole of the solar system. And as you breathe out, return to your heart. Breathe in and feel your energy and your consciousness expand to fill the Milky Way, the whole of our galaxy. And as you breathe out, you return to the heart. Breathe in and fill the galaxy with your consciousness. Breathe out and return to your heart. As you breathe in, expand your energy and your consciousness to fill the whole universe. And as you breathe out, return to your heart. Breathe in and fill the whole universe. Breathe out and return to your heart. Breathe in and feel your consciousness expanding beyond the universe to fill all the infinite multiple universes there are. And as you breathe out, return to your heart. Breathe in so you're feeling all that is one. Breathe out and return to your heart. Now extend your consciousness in time. So as you breathe in, you breathe back through eternity. And as you breathe out, you return to the heart. Breathe in, fill all of eternity. Breathe out and return to the heart. Breathe in and extend your consciousness forwards to fill all of eternity in the future. Breathe out and return to your heart. As you breathe in, recognize all the other consciousnesses that are also you. And as you breathe out, they all collapse back into your heart. Recognize that you are all time, all space, all consciousness. You are the all that is. You are the one. Feel the joy and the exhilaration this brings you, to know that you are everything. You are in harmony. You are in perfect balance. You are joy. You are love. You are peace. Thank you.
That was Vladimir Miracle, beautiful song. And I'd just like to say thank you so much for that wonderful meditation deck. It was absolutely really powerful. Are you still there, Deck? Hello?
Yes, I was on mute. Yes, I'm still here.
Oh.
Thank you so much, Deck. That was an amazing meditation. Thank you.
Now, we were looking for a song that we uploaded earlier called Sunny Side of the Street by Missy Fox. And you particularly liked the original. Who was the original by, Deck?
I can't. My mind's gone blank now. Sorry.
It's okay. But there was a version by with Louis Armstrong and everybody in it. Was it Frank Sinatra?
Missy Fox.
I know there's a famous one by Louis Armstrong, but the Missy Fox are quite liked as I liked her tone.
Well, I have uploaded it, and can I find it? No,
I'm not finding it either. So apparently, it didn't upload for some reason.
It's called Sunny Side of the Street, and it had uploaded when I checked it after I did it, but. No, it's disappeared. Anyway, were you going to give us a live performance, Deck? Because you play the harp so really, you know, like an angel. So
bless you. Thank you. I have a few broken strings at the moment, so I'm rather limited in what I can play. But this one I've titled, Whoa, I Woke Up This Morning and I Had the Ascension Blues.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Is this your own composition, Deck?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
I just have to relocate a cat, though, that seems to have just taken residence on me. And,
well, as I said, it's a live show and you don't know what's going to happen on it.
And move myself over here to the harp.
Okay. Thanks. Well, I did say after this song, but being that we can't find it, we'll get you on next. Okay.
Okay.
Cheers, Deck. Thank you. Wow, that was brilliant. You did fade out a bit at the end here, Deck, but what I heard was absolutely fabulous.
Thank you. Sorry,
your voice is fading out again now. Are you still there, Gary?
Yes, I'm Hello. Here, so it was fading out for me as well. Apparently, it's your Skype connection.
Pardon? You've lost your Skype connection.
Yeah, it sounded like it may have been a Skype connection either between you and he or you and the show. So.
You're cutting out a bit now, but anyway, I think we should give him a great big round of applause for that because he's really talented. And, we want to get him back again soon to play more. But we're not going to have a lot of time at the moment, so let's have a great big round of applause there for Deck. You're all very popular in the chat room. I enjoyed that, did you?
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
Gary.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Yes? Can you hear me?
Please fade it out. Never mind. I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to play A Time for Miracles by Adam Lambert because, as Deck was saying, miracles really do happen.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
That was Adam Lambert. Time for Miracles. I love that song. Right, well, we're going to bring Deck back on. He's got another miracle to tell us about, if you're still there, Deck. We lost him a little bit earlier on, but I think we've got everybody back again.
Oh, well, I'm here, if you can hear me.
Yes, can.
Great.
Right. Yes, I was at a healing meeting, and I stumbled down some steps, and as my foot hit the ground, my ankle folded underneath me, and there was a very loud crack and a lot of pain. So I became the center of a healing circle for the rest of the evening, took myself off to hospital afterwards, and they x-rayed my ankle, and there was a very definite fracture across one of the ankle bones. But they didn't have anyone to plaster me that night, so they sent me home. And I spent that entire night in a rather strange frame of mind. It was like being next door to a room full of people doing something very busy. And I went back to hospital the next morning to be plastered up. They got the same x-ray plate out, and there was no fracture on it. It had vanished from the x-ray plate, and they just said, oh, you've just got a sprained ankle. We'll just bandage it up, and off you go.
Whoa.
So that was
amazing.
So
yeah.
that was quite amazing.
Very amazing.
Got quite a few of those.
I bet loads of people have loads of stories to tell out there. Don't you, Gary?
Oh, absolutely.
We'll have a show where we get everyone ringing in to tell us about their...
Sounds good.
Yeah. Be really good, that. Anyway, we want to thank everybody for being in the chat room and for listening on the radio. We want to thank everybody for all the fantastic support, because last month we had over 5,000 listeners.
Wow.
And I know, I can't believe it, because you don't know who's listening in, really, do you? You just get on here and rattle on and hope there's somebody listening. But... anyway, yeah, we're really overawed with all your support. Thank you very much. And next week we have Kahan, the Violet Man, because he loves to do the Violet Flame meditation. In fact, he's a violet, what I call a violet flamer. And those are people like myself. I'm a violet flamer as well, who tell everybody about it at the first possible opportunity, because it was taken away from mankind and only brought back in the 1930s because mankind misused the violet flame. And so I think it's absolutely fantastic, you know. Anyway, we don't have much else to say other than we hope to see you all next week, and thank you so much to Deck for being our fantastic guest artist. And also, yes. Gary, thank you very much for being here, Gary.
Thank you, John Christie, and thank you, Deck. Again, it was another brilliant show. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much, lovely people, and thank you to all the lovely people in the chat room.
Thank you, and I think, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play out with a song Gary recorded, Fly Me to the Moon. How about that, Gary? Fancy that one? Gary? Hello? Are you there? Oh, he's gone all shy and embarrassed. Here we go. We'll give it a spin anyway.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.
Sing along.
In other words, I love you.
Yeah.
with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, in other words, I love you.
Woohoo! That was Gary. Night, God bless us, everyone. We love you.